We're here with wide receiver Britton Covey. So how's the transition been from high school to college for you?
It's definitely a big jump. I had to mentally prepare myself. But, you know, I'm getting used to it and getting used to the size and really used to the speed right now. So, you know, it's fun and I'm learning a lot.
How do you think your skills that made you so successful in high school, how do you think they've translated to the college game?
You know, I think they've translated very well. I think it's just a different style of play up here, so much faster. Whereas in high school, a breakout run is a 60-yard touchdown. In college, a breakout run is a 20-yard run, you know, because these guys are so fast, they're not just going to break these crazy plays. And so I think, you know, it's going to translate well, and I'm going to get some open space.
Your style in high school, there's a lot of dodging, a lot of darting, a lot of bouncing around. Do you have to be more just straight towards the goal line here because guys are so quick closing on you?
You definitely have to be more upfield. The biggest difference that I've noticed is everyone flies the ball. You can't cut back because you know you've got D linemen coming after you. And so you do have to run a little bit more north and south. But my cutting has always been more north and south because I could stay on the run at full speed and cut. So that's what I'm hoping to do.
Do you find size to be a big factor or no?
In some areas, yes. But in other areas, it's all positioning. Like, size is overrated when it comes to blocking if you're in the right position. Make the guy go through you, you slow him down. So that's what I'm trying to do, you know, not see my size as a disadvantage.
Kyle Whittingham said that you look like the number one punt returner. It's a battle in the kick return. How is the kick return different than the punt?
So first of all, it's a different ball. It's much harder to catch a punt because it's all wobbly and waving around. Kick return, they're both a different type of vision. Punt return kind of comes wave after wave. One guy, you make a guy miss, make another guy miss, then find a hole. Kick return, it's vision from the very start. You got a whole wave of guys coming at you at one time. You got to find a hole.
As a quarterback, you knew the whole offense and you knew where all 11 defenders were.
That's...
Now, in the slot, do you still find it when you look at the offense, you absorb all 22 guys, or you're more focused just on you?
You know, honestly, I'm starting to absorb all 22 guys just because of habit. But it is nice being a slot because then you can just focus in on one thing and lock in on your position and basically perfect it, master it. So that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Does having a background as a high school quarterback help you understand what some of the other guys are going
to
do?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it gives me sympathy for quarterbacks who have to go through, you know, go against a D-line like the line we're going against. And, you know, I just try and use it to my advantage and help the quarterbacks out.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I always heard you were a football junkie, which means you watched a lot of college football. But now you're in the middle of it. What do you know now you didn't know then?
Just honestly, being a part of it is so much different than what you see on TV. You'll criticize the guy, oh, come on, cut back there. And then you realize, you know, if you get cut back, you're dead. And so there's things that you can and can't do in college football. And that's what I'm learning day by day, you know, sometimes the hard way.
Covey's a big name in this state. Are you getting good advice? Anything you can share, funny or not, about any relatives that have coached you up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My uncle Sean, he played at BYU. He helped me out. And honestly, when I committed to Utah, I didn't have many Utah fans in my family. But the moment I committed, I had all my uncles going out and buying Utah shirts and tickets and stuff. So it's cool to have a big family that supports you and is excited for you.
As a Utah County kid, though, are Cougar fans giving you a hard time or do they get it?
They give me a hard time when they see my decision on the surface. But if they talk to me, they understand. You know, I made this decision because I love the atmosphere up here. It was a good opportunity for me. As you can see, I'm starting punt return right now, and so I could see that opportunity from the very beginning. And you know, it's easy to explain when you explain it like that.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
How do you think today went overall? You know, we were really